Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hayden, when I became your agent, I promised you I'd do everything possible to make you a household name. Well, we're getting close. Team Hayden has secured a couple of endorsements that I think are quite impressive, and I hope you'll agree.
Well, Susan, you're talking to a guy whose only other endorsement was pushing jockstraps, so as long as we head north from there, I'm fine.
Chip?
Okay, Coach Fox.
Yes.
A major video software company has just developed a new college football video game, which will allow the user to pit any two national championship teams against each other. For example, we can have your 1993 Screaming Eagles play Jimmy Johnson's 1987 Miami Hurricanes.
Man, I'd like to get one of those. How much are they?
Well, you'll probably get a discount because the name of that game is Hayden Fox's National Championship College Football.
Oh, my own video game. Gee, I feel like Super Mario. Oh, this is big, 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 big. Thank you, Chipper.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Coach Fox.
Yes.
We have been positioning you in the marketplace as a man's man. A rugged guy that men feel comfortable to be around and that women want to get to know better.
Well, I guess that sort of captures me.
The people at Hasty Lou believe it does, too.
Hasty Lou?
They want you to be their spokesperson.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Some cut-rate oil change place? That's kind of tacky.
They're approaching Pamela Anderson from Baywatch to be your co-spokesperson.
Well, you guys know what's best.
Ryan, why don't you tell Hayden about Fox Gear?
Fox Gear?
We're shooting for the moon here, Coach Fox. But we're developing an entire line of clothing that will be instantly identifiable with you because it features this logo.
Oh, well, it's a fox. I get it.
Now, we want you to start wearing the logo everywhere. So we're going to supply you with a wide range of prototype clothing.
Uh-huh.
Now, as your image grows, so does the awareness of our product.
Ooh. Gee, hey, man. Well, yeah. Well, I can wear this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is nice. I can wear that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no, I don't. No, I can't wear that. Situation is going to go with two middle linebackers. I want to create a zone from here to here.
Coach, if I may.
Yeah. Would anybody else like to make a complete ass out of themselves? We have to talk. This better not be bad news.
Oh. Isn't it a lovely day? And the game on Saturday is a complete sellout. In fact, the only person who won't be there is your starting cornerback.
What?
Billy Perkins didn't make his grades. The boy's flunking out.
Oh, no, 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 no. You gotta fix this, Howard. You gotta talk to his professors.
They don't care. They're renegades. They're science professors.
Science professors? What the hell is Perkins doing taking a science class?
I tried to warn him, Coach, but he said they were required for his pre-med major.
Pre-med?
It's short for pre-med.
I know what the hell pre-med... Jeez, can't believe this. I spent 3 years turning this guy into an All-American defensive back and he throws his life away?
I wouldn't exactly say he's throwing his life away.
Oh, yeah? You know how many doctors there are?
Tons.
Yeah. You know how many All-American defensive backs there are?
A precious few.
Precisely. But where the hell is this kid's head at?
Well, don't you have anybody to take his place?
Yeah, sure. I guess we could move Kennedy up to starting cornerback.
He can't do that. He twisted his knee.
That was 2 weeks ago. You tell him to shake it off.
Yeah, I did. That's how I pulled a hamstring.
Luther, do we have one defensive back that isn't physically or mentally damaged?
Well, we've got this Cody Wilson. I don't know about his brains, but his legs are okay.
Who the hell's Cody Wilson?
He's a freshman, Coach. He's pretty raw, but he shows a lot of promise.
A freshman? We're going to ask a freshman to defend one of the greatest receivers in the history of college football?
Coach, no offense, but, you know, you've been pushing these guys pretty hard. It's the end of the year, and they're banged up. We don't have another option.
All right, go get this kid. Hey, need I remind you that if we don't win this game on Saturday, we can kiss any chance of going to a major bowl game goodbye?
We better start puckering up.
Hayden, you're not the only one with something personally at stake with this game.
Coach, it's Cody Wilson. Cody, that's the coach.
Hey, Cody. How you doing?
Honestly, thrilled to be here. I didn't even think you knew I existed.
Well, of course I knew you existed. It's Cody Wilson. Freshman, cornerback.
Wow, you really do know me.
Yeah, of course I know you. I recruited you, didn't I?
Well, actually, you didn't recruit me. I wrote you letters, but you never answered. I'm just a walk-on.
A walk-on, huh? I mean, so you don't even have a scholarship for anything. You're just a kid.
Yeah.
Well, wow, this is getting better and better. Cody, have you ever heard of Derek Sims?
Seriously? I mean, he's my hero. I worship the sod he runs on.
Yeah, well, I think it's always great to have the opportunity to meet our heroes. Cody, I'm going to ask you to start on Saturday. I want you to defend Derek Sims.
Seriously?
Would you quit saying that? I'm always serious.
Oh, my God.
Cody, I'm not going to pretend that this isn't a difficult assignment, and I know we're going to be asking a lot of you on Saturday, but I got a feeling that you have a lot to give. Cody? Cody? Cody! Cody, get up, get up, get up. Now look, it's not like we're going to be throwing you out there cold. You got 3 days. 3 days. To make you believe in yourself. 3 days to make you a hero. Now I am willing to give it my best shot. Are you? Are you?
Yes.
No, I want to know. Can I count on you?
Yes.
All right. You get out of here. And I'll meet you on the field in 5 minutes.
Yes! Sorry, my contacts.
Hayden, I know you're busy and I won't keep you, but I've got great news. I have managed to get the Popcorn Bowl committee to fly up for the game Saturday.
Popcorn Bowl? You're kidding, right?
Hey, this is going to be big. With all the bad PR the popcorn industry received this year, they're fighting back. They've aligned themselves with the National Association of Theater Owners and all the motion picture studios. This is going to be a major media event.
Really?
The game's going to be played at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. 100,000 people. ABC is going to show it in prime time.
All of this because some riled up popcorn guys?
Hayden, the entire motion picture industry is built on popcorn. I mean, theater owners get all their money off concessions, and popcorn is the most lucrative concession. No popcorn, no profits.
Yeah, I thought it was all about making good movies.
Nope. Popcorn. So what do you think?
Well, gee, I think it sounded pretty good.
Of course, this is all contingent on you winning Saturday.
Right.
Lose in this year's been a waste of time for both of us.
Gee, well, thanks for stopping by, Sue.
I just want you to stay focused. We're running out of time. We had a year to cash in on your national championship, and if you lose Saturday, the year is up. Win, and the door to the pros stays open. I mean, that's the goal here, right?
Right, right.
See you Saturday.
Luke, could I see you for a minute?
Yeah.
Hey, Cody.
Coach.
Watch it, Coach.
How's he doing?
Got him watching game films there. I think the pressure's starting to get to him. He's like a pimple ready to pop.
He's not going to be ready, is he?
I don't know. He's got a lot of natural talent. I just don't know where his head's at.
Well, I know where his head's at. I'm just not sure it's going to do us any good up there. Okay, go get him, would you? I need to talk to him.
Hey, say, Coach wants to see you, Ben.
Hey, Cody, how's it going?
Oh, you know, it's going.
Sit down. Cody, I know you're scared, and, gosh, I mean, you have every right to be. Here I am asking you to do something on Saturday that I really don't have a right to ask. I'm asking you, a freshman with absolutely no college football experience, to defend one of the greatest receivers in the history of college football.
I know. I know. It's insane.
Cody, you like playing football?
I love it.
Why?
Because it's fun.
It is fun, isn't it? Well, that's what I want you to do on Saturday. Just go out there and have fun. Nothing else is important. Just go out and do what you love to do. You just play football.
I'll do my best, Coach. But...
No. Just do your job. We know you can do it. You know, when I look at you... You remind me of another young man that I knew that was faced with a similar challenge. It was Dan Devine's first year as head coach in Notre Dame, and he was under this tremendous pressure to win. Now, he found himself under a lot more pressure one Saturday when he was losing to Northwestern, and even worse, his starting quarterback had been knocked out of the game in the first quarter. So he looks down the bench, and he sees this scrawny sophomore quarterback. As a sophomore, he threw in exactly one pass, and that pass was intercepted. But Coach Devine believed in this kid, and this kid believed in himself. So he took the field, and his teammates responded to his confidence, his calmness. And before that day was over, this scared, untried sophomore quarterback had engineered 5 scoring drives. Throwing for one touchdown, ran for another one. And the Irish won that day, 31-7. And this young quarterback's name? Joe Montana.
No matter how many times I hear you tell that story, I never know how it's going to end.
You know, Coach... I did notice something when I was watching the films. Derek Sims kind of telegraphs when he's going long.
He does?
Yeah, it seems he's on his toes more. On the shorter routes, he's more flat-footed.
Well, why don't we go look at the game films, and you show me what you're talking about?
Sure.
I noticed that, too.
Score at halftime, the Houston Cougars 21, Minnesota State Screaming Eagles 7.
Dauber, go get Cody.
Hayden. Cody's not the only one not playing well.
I didn't see anyone else let 3 touchdown passes get by him. Not now. Fellas, give me a few minutes alone with Cody, will you? So, how do you think it's going up there?
It's tough. Sims is really fast, and he catches everything.
Yeah, well, I'd catch everything, too, if I didn't have anyone defending me.
I'm trying.
You're not trying.
You're scared to death. You're lining up 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. What the hell are you so scared of?
I guess I'm afraid of letting him get by me.
He won't get by you if you knock him on his butt. You are playing like you're in high school, Cody. I am sick and tired of it. This isn't high school. I want you to start playing tough and physical.
I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Think again! Winning is fun. When Sims comes off the line, I want you to knock the crap out of him. And the next play, I want you to hit him harder. And I want you to hit him so hard and so much, he doesn't want the ball anymore. Do you hear what I'm saying? I want you to stop Derek Sims. I want him out of the game. You do whatever it takes.
The Screaming Eagles thank you for a great season. Once again, today's final score, the Houston Cougars 28, your Minnesota State Screaming Eagles 31.
Congratulations, Dayton, an absolutely brilliant second half.
Oh, thanks. Excuse me for a minute. Carver. How's Sims doing?
Called the hospital. He's still unconscious.
Cody. It's not your fault. You're just doing what I told you to do.
I didn't know he's gonna go down like that. Is he gonna be all right?
Well, I'll let you know as soon as I hear something. Why don't you go take a shower? Cody, this is football. People get hurt. It's part of the game.
Sponsor of the Popcorn Bowl would like to make an announcement. People, quiet! The Popcorn King wants to speak.
Coach Fox, on behalf of myself and the entire Popcorn Growers Association, I would like to officially invite you to Hollywood, California, to play in the first annual Popcorn Bowl! Yeah!
What's the matter?
Derek Sims is still unconscious.
What? Oh, my God.
This is not good, Christine. It's not good.
Hayden, I know it's terrible that he got hurt, and I know you feel terrible. But isn't the possibility of getting hurt part of the game?
Not the way he got hurt. This should never have happened.
What do you mean?
Well, at halftime when we were losing, I wasn't thinking about the team. I wasn't thinking about football. I was thinking about me. What it meant for me. What I was going to lose if we lost. So I told Cody to go out there and take Derek Sims out of the game. And he did it.
You never wanted it to turn out like this.
At the moment, I didn't give a damn how it turned out. And now, because of me, one of the finest players I've ever seen play the game is lying in a hospital, unconscious. And an innocent 18-year-old kid who just loved playing football because it was fun has to live with the fact that he put him there. For what? So that I can sell a few sports shirts?